to southern Sudan now, where voting continued for the second day in a referendum that's expected to split Africa's largest country. There were no reports of violence at the polls. Traveling in the Middle East, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised the vote.
This could be a great example of a peaceful outcome of a long-standing conflict.
Among those voting this week are Sudan's so-called lost boys, men who were orphaned or separated from their families as children during the country's brutal civil war. NPR's Frank Langfitt caught up with one lost boy, whose life became a best-selling novel in America, and who's returned to his homeland to build a school.
I'm driving around Juba, the capital of southern Sudan, with Valentino Achak Deng. During the country's civil war, in which some 2 million people died, Deng fled to Ethiopia on foot. He was separated from his family for 17 years. After a peace agreement between North and South, Deng returned to Juba in 2006. He says when he got here, the place was still a wreck.
Yeah, on some of this street, you can see destroyed war tanks. On some of these roads or some of this neighborhood, you could see the bones and the skulls of dead people.
Today, as southern Sudan appears headed for independence, Deng is optimistic, and Juba looks a lot better. Paved roads arrived for the first time in 2007. Deng and a friend are now taking me past hotels and restaurants.
Juba is a booming city.
And one of incredible contrasts. Next to barefoot women selling piles of gravel by the side of the road.
So we're passing, right now we're passing, is that a Toyota dealership?
Yes. Just imagine, we have a Toyota dealership.
Peace is spurring investment and consumer demand. Juba's growth is driven by southern Sudan's oil revenue, as well as aid from foreign governments and non-governmental organizations. Deng grew up in a small village called Mariel Bai. In the 1980s, northern bombers and Arab militias came.
They bombed Mariel Bai, destroyed it, killed everything, burned, took crops and livestock.
Were you there when they came?
I was there. I ran away with the rest.
How old were you?
I was 9 years old.
Deng joined thousands of lost boys who spent months trekking across Sudan to refugee camps in Ethiopia. His experience is captured in What is the What?, a novel by Dave Eggers, which reads like a modern-day story of Job. The boys, some naked, march across an unforgiving landscape, facing Arab horsemen, bombing raids, lions, and crocodiles. Deng eventually resettled in the U.S., where he attended college and was mentored and sponsored by ordinary Americans. In 2007, he returned to start a high school in Mariel Bai, where there was none.
We have 250 students. Our annual budget for now stands at about 200,000 because the school is free.
The school is funded by Deng's private foundation. He says most donations come from Americans touched by his story. Deng is now 32 years old. He says for a Sudanese child of war, his life's journey is almost inconceivable.
I never imagined that I would be any person I am right now.
Earlier this morning, Deng cast his vote for independence. Polls will remain open through Saturday, and final results are due next month. Independence, if it comes as expected, would occur in July. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Juba, Southern Sudan.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.